This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A big new poll that takes a look at American patriotism as we lead up to the 4th of July. This at the same time when the National Archives, which of course is responsible for protecting, preserving, displaying, honoring great documents of our history, like original drafts of the United States Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and more. The National Archives issues a question saying that focusing too much admiration on our founding fathers is actually a reflection of structural racism. Really? Is that true? We will get to that issue, and also to a passionate mother talking to her school about why she is so bitterly and strongly and passionately opposed to what is called critical race theory. She happens to be African American. We will get to that also this hour on the Michael Medved Show. And a controversial piece by Todd Myers, which is getting a lot of people's attention, saying, yes, COVID kills, but so does the bungled response. By whom? Well, kind of by everybody. But we will talk about that with Todd Myers coming up this hour on the Michael Medved Show. And there's a new piece by Real Clear Politics. They decided to do a deep dive into a survey about patriotism. And they did it particularly in the period between Juneteenth and July 4th. Real Clear Opinion Research delved into the question of patriotism between June 21st and June 24th. And Carl Cannon says that the findings are instructive for the leaders of America's two dominant political parties, as well as for any citizen concerned about where the nation is heading. Okay, for starters, the good news. They asked, do you consider yourself patriotic? Yes or no? And then they asked, do you consider yourself very patriotic, somewhat patriotic, only a little patriotic, or not patriotic at all? Okay, 85% of Americans consider themselves patriotic. And the overwhelming majority of males say they're very patriotic. Women, a little bit less than a majority. The overall number of whites who describe themselves as very patriotic is significantly higher than for African Americans. But African Americans, the number is higher than for Hispanics. And Asian Americans are the lowest of all. That's surprising to me. And why would that be? It would seem to me that if you take a look at that, and you take a look at the levels of education and success and business success, personal success, family success, Asians do better, including now life expectancy, than any other ethnic group. Why would they have significantly less numbers of Asians who describe themselves as very patriotic? And the other reason that that's surprising to me is generally in these surveys, people who are new immigrants or relatively new immigrants or immigrants themselves and have become naturalized citizens, and that is the case with the majority of the Asian population, tend to reflect very high levels of patriotism. But there's more stuff. Political stuff. Republicans are much more likely than independents or Democrats to describe themselves as very patriotic. And John Della Volpe, who was director of polling for Real Clear Opinion Research, said that patriotism is not owned by one party or one platform. We found that at least 3 in 4 members of every major subgroup of American voters professes love for their country. And tens of millions of Democrats, Republicans, and independent voters are regularly engaged in activities that exhibit their respect for the country and for those who sacrifice to serve and make it better. Adela Volpe, who also directs polling for Harvard University's Institute of Politics, has delved deeply into Americans' views of themselves and their own political system since his October 2018 poll proposed the distinct existence of political tribes. In any event, he says that one of the things that they did in this survey to gauge people's levels of patriotism and what they considered patriotism was about, the respondents were shown a series of 17 images, 13 scenes of American life, and 4 of specific politicians. And they were asked to rank how much those images represented what is right about America. With only 3 exceptions, there were double-digit differences between Republicans and Democrats. That's understandable when it comes to them responding very differently about what is right about America. Obviously, a Democrat who sees a picture of Joe Biden is much more likely to say that's something that's right about America than he is to say that about a picture of Donald Trump, and a Republican vice versa. It's much more likely to say he sees a picture of Trump, that's what's right about America. But this is kind of shocking. It's somewhat disconcerting to learn, they write, that 53% of Republicans think a photo of Yom Kippur worshippers expresses something good about America, while only 44% of Democrats feel the same way. Could that be because, as people have said, that if there really is, if you're seeing pictures of different things, that there is an anti-Semitism problem that the Democratic Party really needs to deal with? If Republicans' easy majority think a photo of Yom Kippur worshippers expresses something good about America, while only 44% of Democrats agree. But it's deeper than that, and this is actually, I think, a very significant finding. When it came to an image of a Christian church, and what they show here is like what people would assume to be a regular country church, old-fashioned country church with people milling around outside. It looks like a nice Sunday service. When it came to that image, the gap was even more glaring. 3/4 of Republicans reacted positively to the church picture. They thought it represented something good about America. Less than half of the Democrats did. Isn't that remarkable? That our religious differences, and again, understand that now 1/4 of all Americans say they're religiously unaffiliated, and they vote overwhelmingly for the Democratic Party. But the idea that that would permeate feelings so that people would take a look at the church and Republicans easily say, yeah, that makes me feel good. I feel good about America. But not so much Democrats. A Democratic majority ranked a picture of a swearing-in ceremony for new immigrants higher than Republicans, though just barely. There's also a Chinese New Year parade, which Democrats approved by a 2-to-1 margin over Republicans. Then they had a picture of Wall Street. And 37% of Democrats thought that made them feel good about America. 52% of Republicans. So are there any surprises here? Not really. But there's this on teaching critical race theory. It turns out that they say in this survey, 27% of all Americans strongly favor teaching critical race theory, and another 30% somewhat support it. So you've got 57%, almost 60% of Americans say they actually approve of teaching critical race theory. There's a secret, which is the way they define it. We'll get to that and more surprises and reassurance about patriotism on the eve of the 4th of July. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the increasingly controversial and much debated imposition of critical race theory as a basis for teaching our children about our country. Now, nobody is saying that there should be limitations on discussion of critical race theory in universities or in graduate schools like law schools. No, fine. But there is a worry about how you teach little kids about your country. and how important it is to teach them what critical race theory is, which in its very essence, and let's be clear about this, it's not just paying attention to racist episodes from America's past or racist elements in America's past. Of course you need to do that. It's about emphasizing racism as a key founding element of American society. Part of what made American society unique, part of what our entire country was built on, that racism is a central organizing principle, a central element in the American founding. And talking about this survey from Real Clear Politics, what's fascinating about this is most respondents didn't recoil from the term and discussed critical race theory, but most didn't know what it was. When asked whether they support CRT or not, without any background information provided, almost half expressed support compared to 36% in opposition. 22% expressed no opinion. When it was defined for them in the survey, though, the backing for the concept went way up. Now, why? Here's the definition. And see, I think that this is a very unfair and very misleading definition that they gave to try to get this result, that most people would support it. Here's the way they asked the question, the exact wording. Do you support or oppose teaching in K-12 public schools about how the legacy of racism and Jim Crow remains embedded in modern-day society through laws and institutions that were fundamental in shaping American society? And what that makes it sound like is what the left claims, which is that simply this is teaching people about racism as part of our history. That's not the 1619 Project. It is not critical race theory, because that is not simply teaching people about racism as a factor in American society. And for instance, you cannot learn about the Civil War or the Reconstruction era without learning about some of the fierce aspects of racial bias and racial hatred that animated that period of time. And you also would have to be blind to suggest that that continues with the same force to this day. And there's a viral video, a new viral video, and it's one of those things out of Florida that I think is pretty encouraging. Because it comes from a mom who is speaking to a school group. This is clip 10. The mom is black, African American, and she talks about critical race theory as she understands it, which is much better than these pollsters did in framing their question. As she understands it, she goes off a little bit on the impact of what this would mean for her children and ours. Listen.
It is sad that we are even contemplating something like critical race theory, where children will be separated by their skin color and deemed permanently oppressors or oppressed in 2021. That is not teaching the truth, unless you believe that whites are better than blacks. I have personally heard teachers teaching CRT, and we have had an assembly shut down because Duval County Public School System consultant thought it would be a great idea to separate students by race. This is unacceptable. CRT is not racial sensitivity or simply teaching unfavorable American history or teaching Jim Crow history. CRT is deeper and more dangerous than that. CRT, in its outworking today, is a teaching that there is a hierarchy in society where white, male, heterosexual, able-bodied people are deemed the oppressor, and anyone else outside of that status is oppressed. That's why we see corporations like Coca-Cola asking their employees to be less white, which is ridiculous.
Okay, she's right, of course, and she goes on and makes an even stronger point. This is 10B.
I don't know about you, but telling my child or any child that they are in a permanent oppressed status in America because they are black is racist, and saying that white people are automatically above me, my children, or any child is racist as well. This is not something that we can stand for in our country. And don't take it from me. Look at the writers of these types of publications. Our ancestors, white, black, and others, hung, bled, and died right alongside each other to push America towards that more perfect union. If this continues, we will look back and be responsible for the dismantling of the greatest country in the world by reverting to teaching hate and that race is a determining factor on where your destiny lies. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, and I don't know if they recorded the applause, but I'm sure there would be applause from almost any group, because I think that particular lady speaks for many, many Americans. And then you have other worrisome developments, like this story from the Daily Signal. Venerating and celebrating the Founding Fathers is an example of structural racism, apparently. That's the conclusion of a recently released document created by a National Archives and Records Administration task force on racism. National Archives and Records Administration is a federal agency charged with taking care of our country's governmental and historical records, including the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The lengthy internal document, completed in April but not released until this month, never mentions critical race theory by name, but it uses all of critical race theory's buzzwords, lingo, and style of analysis. It highlights white privilege, systemic racism, and equity numerous times. To no one's surprise, it also cites the New York Times dubious 1619 Project and Ibram X. Kendi, the self-styled anti-racist whose ideas sound like a lot of racism. Look, if you're going to warn people against excessive veneration of the people who gave this country life, then you are minimizing America's remarkable contributions to the world. There's another poll on patriotism where they asked people whether you believe that America had done more good or more harm for the world at large. This is a Fox News poll. And yes, Americans still believe, as they have for years and years and always, that America has done more good for the world than harm. How could you not believe that? How could you not believe that and ignore America's role, not just in saving the world in world wars and against the Cold War, but in uplifting humanity with the principles of liberty? We'll get to that and more coming up on this patriotic, focused, pre-4th of July Michael Medved show. We'll also have a chance to speak to the Washington Policy Center about some of the exaggerations about the achievements of the state of Washington in fighting COVID. Coming up.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is in Surfside, Florida today, visiting the site of the collapsed condominium tower. During a meeting with local and state officials, he announced the federal government would pick up the cost of the search and rescue operations at the site.
The governor and the mayor have been completely open with me, asked whatever they've asked, I think we've been able to deliver. And I think there's more that we can do, including I think I have the power, and we'll know shortly, that to be able to pick up 100% of the costs for the county and the state over the first 30 days.
And the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization has pled not guilty to charges stemming from an alleged tax scheme. The organization itself and the Trump Payroll Corporation have also pled not guilty. Alan Weisselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Extraordinary to me. It's just extraordinary to me. This is the National Archives. I was funded by the federal government, a shrine to America. When you come into the National Archives Rotunda, or the Rotunda, the Capitol building, it's deeply problematic, according to the National Archives Research Division. Their new task force on somehow making our founding documents more inclusive after the fact. They recommend drastic changes in how our founding documents and the founding fathers are presented to the public. The report suggested using trigger warnings, and yes, they use that term, even though Brandeis University recently said it was an offensive and violent word because trigger implied guns, and you can't say it. They want you, the report suggested using trigger warnings to forewarn audiences of content that may cause intense physiological and psychological symptoms. This is when they're taking a tour of the Capitol, or when they're taking a tour of the National Archives to look at the original Declaration of Independence? Really? Forewarn audiences of content that may cause intense psychological and physiological symptoms? who other than the immediate survivors of King George, which would include the royal family today, they are all descended from King George III, they might have some intense physiological reaction because the king doesn't come across very well in the Declaration of Independence. There's a lot of that material that's quite negative toward His Majesty. But the National Archives Task Force, this is unbelievable, says providing an advisory notice to users gives us an opportunity to mitigate harm and contextualize the records. It creates a space to share with the public our ultimate goals for reparative description. to demonstrate our commitment to the process and to address any barriers that we may face in achieving these goals, i.e. the size and scope of the catalog of ever-evolving knowledge we gain regarding what is harmful. Harmful? So what should visitors to the National Archives or to the Capitol building see other than our founders or their handiwork, which is really America? The task force recommends, quote, an interpretive dance or performance art in the space that invites dialogue about the ways that the United States has mythologized the founding era. This is exactly what people are talking about when they talk about trying to inject the whole idea of critical race theory and the whole encouragement of guilt and grievance as our uniting national principle rather than Thanksgiving, rather than gratitude. Maybe we need to replace Thanksgiving not with Indigenous Peoples Day, but with I Am a Victim Day. We are all victims. There are victims everywhere. Since when has that been an American attitude? And the idea that somehow people will have a physiological reaction, they'll have a physical reaction, they'll feel sick because they see a lot of wealthy, white, dead males being glorified. Does that mean we get rid of the Jefferson Memorial? Really? That too? This is all extreme. And it's bizarre. And the self-righteousness of all of this is extraordinarily destructive. But every once in a while you have a good response. And there's an argument that blew up, basically, over white supremacy in the Arizona state legislature. Now, this is beyond the court case about Arizona and voting, which we will be talking about later with Professor Yu. But Representative Daniel Hernandez on the House floor in the state of Arizona, the state legislature in Phoenix, claimed that white nationalism is the greatest threat to the U.S., an even greater threat than communism. He said this is 5A.
We keep hearing about the threat of communism. It is a great threat. It is such a bad threat. You know, what's a bigger threat? White nationalism. The insurrection that happened on January 6th. Those are bigger threats to our nation. So yes, let's talk about communism, but let's also talk about making sure that we are not letting people get away with the kind of things that happened on January 6th and teaching our kids that it's okay to try and overthrow a democratically elected government. With that, I vote nay.
Okay, here is State Representative Quang Nguyen, who fled communism in Vietnam. And he took exception to Representative Hernandez's point. Listen.
I'm not a big talker.
Would you like to explain your vote?
Yes, sir.
Please proceed.
I rise to explain my vote. I'm not a big talker. And, you know, I stood back there and I listened to everybody and I just got irritated. So I came over here and pressed the white button. Is it okay if I say white button? You know, I just recently heard somebody said that white nationalism, or actually, communism is not the enemy, but white nationalism. So let me tell you something about white nationalism. White nationalism didn't drown 250,000 Vietnamese in the South China Sea. The communists did. White nationalism did not execute 86,000 South Vietnamese at the fall of Saigon. Communists did. White nationalism did not put me here. Communism did. So don't take it lightly. Don't mock me. Don't mock what I go through in life. It's rough. I lost most of my cousins, my family members, due to communism. If we don't stand up to teach communism to our children, will lose this country. So, sir, don't mock me. I'm pissed.
And even though he says he's not a big talker, it's worth remembering what State Representative Quang Nguyen had to say. Because, again, in the context of the United States, the whole idea of American exceptionalism, which is so extraordinarily distorted by people. Generally, when people hear American exceptionalism, they say, oh, you're saying America's perfect. It's like when I say the greatest nation on God's green earth, it's not saying America's the perfect nation on God's green earth. There is no such thing. No nation is perfect. All kinds of difficulties. And yet, compared to any other nation, I think there are very, very few Americans. And we were even talking about that with Wilfred Riley, a professor from Kentucky State University, yesterday. And as he said, look, nobody says, oh, gosh, I'm glad my ancestors were kidnapped into slavery. Obviously, it's a brutal, horrible, miserable experience. But there have been a number of books, articles, statements, speeches, presentations that make the point that sometimes through great pain, the experience of my grandparents getting to this country involved great loss and great pain. And yet, when you look at the blessings that this country bestows on its own citizens and on the world, that's the context that is necessary. When we come back, we need to also put into context some of the efforts to curb COVID-19, where the victory lap in the state of Washington may have been premature and exaggerated. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855 799 Young. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. The Washington Policy Center provides a wealth of information, inspiration, and perspective, particularly the perspective, because so much of what you hear about state government is through the focus of a state government that is totally dominated by one political party and one faction. It's liberal Democrats. That's who seems to run our state. Which is why it's caused such an earthquake that Todd Myers, who is director of the Center for the Environment of the Washington Policy Center, has posted a paper that has gotten a tremendous amount of coverage and controversy. The headline, COVID killed, but so did the response. Todd, always great to speak to you. And again, Todd is the director of the Center for the Environment at WPC, Washington Policy Center. And you can find out about his work. You can read his column by going to clicking on the Washington Policy Center, which is posted up at michaelmedved.com. Todd, when you say the response killed, make clear what you mean. You're not accusing Jay Inslee of murder.
I am not. There are unintended consequences in everything, and having worked in government for 20 years, I know that even the most well-intentioned policies have those unintended consequences that can have very high costs, and we should not forget those, because when we do, we make bad policy. And the reason I looked at this, and have been looking at COVID policy for the last year, is that many of the claims about following the science and the data and things like that are very similar to the things I hear in environmental policy. So when you hear the same sort of political talking points and the same claims, it makes sense to look at them and say, okay, am I going to find the same sort of problems? And that is what I found is that while the goal was to, of a lot of these restrictions, was to save lives, there were also lives that were lost.
Okay, now when you say that there are lives that were lost, you're not saying that they were lost through medical treatment. You certainly aren't trying to discourage people from getting their vaccines, are you?
Not at all. I got my vaccine on the very first day that I was eligible, so it shows you how enthusiastic I was. So absolutely not. And in fact, so what I was looking at is that this actually started as a way to convince people that COVID was serious, because I heard lots of people downplaying the risk. And so I looked at CDC data and state data for what was called excess death. Every year you have a similar pattern of the number of people dying. It increases in the winter and it decreases in the summer, but every year it's very similar level. Well, last year we didn't see that. We saw a big spike up in the spring and then a big spike well beyond normal levels in winter that showed that far more people were dying than normally would be. And it fits the pattern of COVID, and that's what I wanted to show. But what I also saw is that while COVID deaths were a little more than 5,000, there were actually more than 8,000 people excess deaths who died overall. And so the gap between the people, the excess deaths of people who died from COVID and those who died from other causes is what I'm looking at. And what you see is that there were lots of restrictions, such as the restrictions on being able to get medical care for other illnesses that were outside of COVID, that ended up creating mortality that was unintended. And I think that has to be recognized.
Now, this would also explain why even those excess deaths, not designated as COVID deaths, would particularly afflict older people, doesn't it? Because in terms of the restrictions in socializing, the restrictions in going out, going to religious services, all of that, that would hit an older population who's much more dependent on that than people who are living at home with a larger family, right?
That's exactly right. And what is not available at this point are the demographics for those week-to-week deaths so that I can see where the excess deaths that aren't associated with COVID itself, you know, what the demographics are. But what you're saying is exactly right. And I know, for instance, my wife had a mammogram that was postponed because they didn't want people coming in who were at a risk of COVID. Well, in her case, that didn't make a difference. But in other case, postponing medical treatment and other things like that did have a very high cost. It doesn't mean that those restrictions were foolhardy, it means that there was a cost. And on balance, you have to remember those costs as well as the COVID, you know, the deaths that you're trying to prevent. And getting that complete picture is important because when you look at the total number of deaths, excess deaths, for every two COVID deaths, there was one additional excess death not where COVID is not the cause. That's a lot. That's 50% more than COVID deaths. That's worth paying attention to and learning from.
And obviously, it's important for the state to do that. If you were to point to one mistaken policy that you believe could have contributed to these excess deaths, what would you finger on that regard, Todd?
I think, especially in the last few months, we have seen the restrictions go on too long. In the last 2 months, the number of COVID deaths has gone way down, but the number of excess deaths has stayed pretty flat. And those excess deaths over the last, I think, couple of months actually are greater than the total number of COVID deaths. So there are more deaths associated or likely associated with a lockdown than there are with COVID over the last couple of months. That's one thing. The other thing is that there's some things the state should have done better, such as done a better job of testing early on, done a better job of contact tracing in December so that we could control the spread. Both of those things, the state set targets for itself and did abysmally. They were supposed to reach 90% of people who had a positive COVID test in December so that they could help them track who they had talked to and contain the spread. They were reaching 8%, not 90%, 8%. So it's also a factor of the government's failure to do the very jobs it claimed were important. So there are a number of reasons, I think, we see that COVID deaths increase and excess deaths unrelated to COVID increased.
This is all extremely counterintuitive for a lot of people because they read about the statistics, and the truth is that Washington, as you acknowledge in your paper, which is linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com, Washington State has one of the best records in terms of the per capita rate of COVID death of any state. And people look at our state and they say, yeah, Washington handled it pretty well. Why are they wrong?
Well, I think when you ask people, and I've asked people, why do you think we did such a good job? And what they point to are typically two things. One, the lockdown. They say, well, we jumped on it quickly. We got the lockdowns quickly. That's actually not true. Washington was 14th in the country to get the lockdown, to have a stay-at-home order, despite the fact that we had the very first cases. So we lagged behind a lot of other states in taking the steps that some people believe was most critical. That doesn't mean that the stay-at-home order lockdowns didn't work and weren't effective. It just means that there is something clearly much more going on about why we were effective. The other one they point to is the masking order. And again, we were very late in the masking order. We were 16th in the nation, despite the fact that we had the first cases. So if you're saying that Washington State was successful because we, you know, took steps earlier than other states, that's simply not true. Utah actually has a lower per capita death rate than Washington State and was much later in both stay-at-home orders and masking orders than Washington, and yet their death rate is lower. So there's a lot of confounding factors that are difficult to disaggregate. So if your simplistic answer is Washington did good because we did these things, the data and the timeline simply don't show that.
Well, you make a powerful point in your paper, and I think it bears repeating, which is a lot of the credit here, as with many of the things that develop that are positive in society, doesn't belong to bureaucrats or to governmental leaders or to the elected officials. It belongs to the people themselves. The cooperation levels with the various strictures that were put on to people were very high in Washington. Washington has a generally highly educated population compared to a bunch of other states. And that makes people better enabled to do things like working at home and to survive some of the difficulties of the lockdown. In going forward, what's the most important lesson to take away from some of the stunning material and research that you put together here in your paper?
I think the message going forward is, especially on the side of government, is that when things really worked well is when businesses took action. Microsoft sent its people home. Amazon sent their people home. And then when the vaccine rollout occurred, when it was struggling at the state, Microsoft, Amazon, and other companies stepped in and really helped get that going. Those partnerships need to occur early. We can't just rely on government.
And people can rely, however, on the Washington Policy Center. Go to our website. There's a big green banner with a little Mount Rainier at the top of it. Don't stay on the sidelines. Improving lives through free market solutions. We'll be joined by another free market solution, transportation issues, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.